Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
With Adam.
Yeah, we do have a guest this week on This Could Get Awkward. Welcome back. This is episode 11. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Adam.
AKA Janelle's boyfriend. So again, a reminder to you how you can connect with us lots of ways on social media. At TCGA Podcast is on Twitter if you want to connect with us there. On Facebook.
This Could Get Awkward.
Or on our email, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, or you can head over to our website at thiscouldgetawkward.com. All right.
Yeah.
That's done and out of the way. You have heard us talk about Adam on the podcast a couple of times. He's kind of popped up a few times.
Yeah.
And he shared a story with me a while ago that I thought was warranted to be on the podcast because of how absurd it was, in all honesty. And Sam, I don't even know if you know the whole story here.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, so I'm excited to hear the story.
Sam, have I got a story for you?
All right, so here you go, Adam.
So I was at work and I had to go to the washroom. So a couple of the bathrooms were used, so I went to one that was like, just by nature, it's more secluded, so I can't help that.
So okay, so like, let's be clear, you're a
you
dude.
Went to
poop. We know exactly what you're doing.
I went to take a shit, whatever. So I'm doing my business and hey, look, I'm done. I go to get up and my feet aren't moving. Like, you know, when you like you lose control.
Oh, your legs were numb.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were numb until I went to get up. I was like, oh,
How long were you on the toilet though?
Like, you know, you sit there, you browse through Facebook and like Reddit.
I know. Like, did you have like those those elbow spots on your thighs?
Yeah, like they were my thighs hurt. I was there for a while, okay? And so thanks to technology, like if you're not moving around, if there's not a lot of motion in this bathroom, like the lights cut out. So I realized a couple seconds after I realized my legs go numb, I'm like, oh crap, how do I get out of this? And oh no, now it's dark. My legs are numb. I don't know how to get dressed because there's like 40 million pieces to this outfit or uniform, sorry.
That's actually happened to me before. And did you do
in
the
a onesie,
like...
in a jumper?
No, but when the lights, because they're motion sensors, it happened to me.
Oh, I tried like clapping, like waving. I tried. Whatever you're going to suggest, like I tried to like get out of the situation.
Okay.
So
I feel like, was the toilet also an automatic flush? Because I just feel like that.
No, it wasn't.
Extra funny.
Weirdly enough. Like,
if like you're trying to get the lights to go on, they won't, but the toilet keeps flushing.
That's like insult to injury at this point. So I'm there, like lights out, legs numb. I'm sitting on the toilet trying to like kick out one leg at a time, like trying to get blood flow back into my feet. And it's a long process if you've ever been there. And so I was like, I need help. Like someone needs to know that I'm in a desperate situation here. So I pull out my cell phone and I call my buddy who's at work, my buddy Connor. And it's like,
you physically called someone.
I pulled out my phone, went through contacts.
Let's be real, it was in your hands all still.
You know, yeah. No, actually it was sitting on like the toilet paper dispenser. So it wasn't far. I was like half had like the flashlight on as well to give me some light. So I call him up and he's like, hey man, like, what's up? Like, I don't call the dude often. And I'm just like, man, like Beck said, you can't like tell the boys yet. Like, you got to come solo, but I need help. He's like, yeah, man, like, what's going on? Like, he's very like all for the boys. He really cares about people. He thought I was in like a car accident or something. He thought I was in distress. And he's like, yeah, what's going on? What do you need? Dude, like step away from the group, because what I'm about to tell you is just going to draw so much attention. I told him, like, I was taking a shit and my legs fell asleep and the lights are off and I need someone like to help. Like, I need help. Like, get me off this toilet. So so he has the same reaction you two are having. He starts laughing at me and he asks me where I am and I was like, hey, I'm at this washroom. And he moseys on over and I can hear him giggling down the hall from inside the bathroom. He's like, motherfucker. Like, okay. He opens up the door, busts a gut, and I was like, dude, like, help. Like, help me. And So he walks in and the lights snap on. I was like, thank goodness. And like, I'm still like, use your imagination, people. I'm sitting down trying to like stretch my legs out, trying to get the blood flow back in, and it's not happening. And so he's on the other side of the stall, like in tears, like, how can I help you, man? Like, what do you need? I was like, bro, like, I need you to do me a solid and like open up the stall. Like, and pull me up. Like, you gotta do me a solid here, man. And so, love him to death. He does it. Like, he gets the stall open. I had to like stretch and like flick the lock off the silly thing, but flick the lock off and he opens the stall. He starts like giggling and laughing.
Like, your pants are around your ankles at this point.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, I still can't stand up to put the pants on.
How long is this whole process taking? Because the feeling come back to your legs at some point?
I don't know if I got bad circulation, but from like me realizing like my legs are numb to him getting there is probably like no longer than 5 minutes. Like, this whole from my legs numb to him getting the door open and the lights coming on is like 5 minutes.
But like prior to that was like 15 minutes on the toilet. Like, what are you doing?
I'm not getting into that. Like, come on, that's me time. That's me time. And so like I toss out a hand and he's like, did you wash? He's like, no, man, I haven't made it to the fucking sink yet. Like,
so he grabs me. He came and rescued you.
Yeah, he came and rescued me, and like he lifted me up and looked away, let me keep some decency.
No. Okay, what do you mean he lifted you up?
Like, I held out a hand.
He like grabbed you like a princess in his arms.
Stop. No, none of that. Like, I held out an arm and he grabbed me by the wrist and like he pulled me up and I tried to grab onto like the walls of the stall walls.
Whatever they're
called. Yeah, the stall walls. So I'm holding on to the stall walls and trying to pull my pants up and do this belt and this whole awkward scenario. And yeah, that's my awkward story about getting
stuck. I have an awkward story about you in a bathroom too.
Yeah, I know what it is. And I go ahead.
So defeated.
So much shame.
Yeah, whatever.
I think it was the first time that we all went out together,
second
right?
Time. First time we all went out together, but like second time meeting.
Literally the second day we knew each other.
It's not 24 hours had gone by.
Yeah. And we were all out at this pub and you were like, you had it together. We were all having fun. And then you were kind of gone and nobody really knew where you went. And then your friend was like, oh yeah, he had to go. But the way you said it, I was like, he's lying. It was like, where's Adam? And then I can't remember, details are fuzzy, but like somehow I got wind of the fact that you weren't gone. You were like in rough shape in the bathroom upstairs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know why I was like decided to be really friendly. And I was like, I'm gonna bring him some water. He probably really needs some water. So I like came upstairs. I went into the boys' bathroom and I was like, Adam? And you were just like, ugh. Like groaning. So I like found the stall that you were in. I could only really see your legs and the door wasn't closed all the way. So I assumed that you were like on the floor and like puking into the toilet or something.
No.
So I opened the door and you were like full pants down sitting on the toilet. And I was like, what?
I never heard this before.
Surprise.
Like, my bad. And then I just was like, do you want some water? And you were like, but you like couldn't like move or communicate or anything. So I just like, I think I even went down, got you a straw, I like brought it back up and like made sure you had water in front of you.
So I don't remember the straw. Like, you know what? You're at that stage in a night where you're like on the cusp of being blackout and reality keeps trying to pull you back. That's where I was. I was like fighting being blacked out and reality.
But like, let's be honest. I feel like we've all been there one point or another.
Oh yeah.
Way too over intoxicated in a public bathroom, which is like the worst place to be.
People are like, are you okay? She's like, I want to be left alone. Like, let me suffer in silence.
That same night, Janelle, was the night that you thought I was really mad. Because you said you were born in the 90s.
Okay, but like, to be fair, you literally stormed out of the bar.
I know. So it was super funny because the like next day that I saw you sober, I was like, sorry for my Irish goodbye. And you guys were like, an Irish goodbye is when you leave calmly and like nobody knows you left. You like said bye, grabbed your stuff and stormed out. I was like, oh, I literally don't remember doing that.
And, like, the last thing that was said before you left was something about me being born in the 90s and you being born, like, a year earlier. And we were like, oh, no.
I just remember,
insulted.
Like, I was at my, like, I knew I was ready to leave, so I wasn't going to be staying or whatever. So I was already planning on leaving. And then, what was the context of this? Like, I said something like, you said something like, 90s babies, and I was like, you were born in 89, and you were like, oh, I was born in the 90s! And then, pretty much right after that was when I was like, okay, I'm out of here, and like, grabbed my stuff and left. So you thought I was mad at you for being born in the 90s or something, and I thought I had left without anybody noticing, but it was actually like, this big dramatic fight about you being born in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought you were 89. Adam, what year were you born? 2012?
Yo, like... 93?
You're just a little baby.
Whatever, you old farts.
Okay. Well, like, all this, like, bathroom talk has kind of, like, brought up a few other memories. I believe just the other day, it was literally my birthday.
Oh, God.
And you were wishing me a happy birthday. And I was responding to your text in a public washroom. I don't know, Sam, if you remember this, but as I was messaging you, because, yes, I was taking way too long in a public bathroom, as one does, thanks to cell phones.
Were your legs numb?
No, it didn't get to that point. But I you had mentioned this actually earlier before. You said, did the automatic flush go on you? It did.
It's scary.
Like when you've been sitting on the toilet.
You don't even have to be sitting long. Like if you lean forward, that thing just gone.
Yeah.
And there's like so much gross splash up that like gets at you.
It feels like a bidet, shower. But you know it's not clean.
Yeah.
It's your poop water.
And it's disgusting. And it didn't do it just once. It did it like 3 times to me. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm taking way too long on the bathroom. Or this toilet is just like way too aggressive and pushing me out of this bathroom. Like, what is going on? But it brings up another question. I have to ask this because, like, do people actually hover on public washrooms?
It depends on the state of it.
Really? Like, you've done, like, the hover squat.
I've never done the hover squat. I've just gone without going to the bathroom there.
What exactly do you mean?
Like, all right, you walk into the bathroom and it's like, oh, this is like grotesque. I don't want like my cheeks to touch the seat. So instead of doing the hover squat, I just DD Mao and get out of there.
How can you, what?
What?
You gotta go.
You decide not to go?
Yeah, like I will find another bathroom.
Actually, that reminds me of a time in China when I was very sick with real lots of diarrhea one day. And
travelers.
We were on like a bicycle tour. Like someone was like, we were sitting on a bench being pulled around by bicycles. And I felt so sick. I was just trying not to poop myself. And we stopped at this place where there was a bathroom and I was like, oh, thank God. Like I just need to go diarrhea a bunch and then I'll feel better maybe.
Oh my gosh.
So this is in China, and like a lot of Asian countries, not every bathroom has toilets, right? They a lot of them will have holes in the ground,
like
that you have to
squat just
over.
Holes in the ground.
Really?
Yeah. And so that was this bathroom. So there were a series of holes in the ground and then one toilet. None of these holes in the ground or the toilet were like sectioned off. Like there was zero privacy. You were squatting over a hole in front of someone else squatting in a hole, and you could see each other, and there are people squatting beside you as well. And I was like,
was it like an open field of like holes in the ground?
It was in like a long room, but there were just a series of holes, no doors or stalls or privacy or anything.
Gosh.
And my teammates let me, because I was there with my basketball team, they were like, okay, Sam, you take the toilet. And I was like, okay, great. Like, I'll just diarrhea poop on this toilet while everyone squats and holes around me. And it was super uncomfortable.
Is there like a bar that you can hold yourself up on?
No, not even. It was actually like a nightmare come true. Like, you know when you have dreams where you have to go to the bathroom in real life? So in your dreams, for whatever reason, you can't go to the bathroom because there's someone watching, or the door turns into glass, or like can't go to the bathroom, and that's your body being like, don't actually do it because you actually have to go. It was like an actual nightmare come true. But I did my business. I wiped my butt and I got back on the bicycle seat and continued my tour.
See, like, you should just at least be thankful that there was toilet paper, because
my mom handed it to me before I went in.
I was going to say, the worst part about that is those poor people in there, they're like, they've seen it before. Like, you have a bathroom set up like that. It's not the first time.
They're so casual.
But If you've done any sort of traveling, you know that not everybody has toilet paper in their washrooms like North America does.
Yeah.
And in specific, that makes me think of when I was traveling Thailand. And all of the toilets in Thailand have this like hose, like a garden hose attached to it with like a squirter on the end.
Yeah.
And you are told, like, make sure you bring toilet paper everywhere you go. You're not maybe going to find it. And I remember checking into a hostel and there was no toilet paper even in the hostel. And that was a little bit strange. Normally you needed it for like when you were traveling around like throughout the day. And we were like, oh, there's no toilet paper in here. And the guy who like helped us check into our room, he's just like, oh yeah, like that's why we got the butt guns. I was like, what? Butt gun? And he was just like, yeah, like that gun that's on the side of the toilet. And it's literally like a hose, so I guess, to like shoot up your butt.
So you spray your shit all over your thighs? That's gross.
Yeah, and it sprays like, everywhere. And where is there even like, yeah. like it just goes
There's
on
no
the floor.
There's no safe firing.
Right?
Like, no, you,
yeah, it's bizarre.
I'm never going there. That's gross.
No, once you get past it, like whatever, it's cool.
You just carry toilet paper with you whenever you're traveling, and that's like a lesson learned.
Yeah, but I'll walk in the bathroom and step on someone's
butt gun
spray.
I have had to pee and poo in so many holes.
You got pretty good at it.
No.
This is very gross.
All right.
Actually, I have one more hole story. Same trip. So we were driving, we were there to play basketball, believe it or not. And so we had to, like, it wasn't just all fun and games. We had to take a bus. It took about like 2 hours to get from where we were to the school that we were playing at. So by the time we got there, a lot of us had to pee so badly. And there was a bathroom that had two holes in the ground. And again, no doors or separation or anything. Like, everyone's visible in there. So my friend and I, who we both had to pee so bad. So we were like, okay, let's just get in there. We won't look at each other and it'll be fine. So we're like, okay, on the count of three, we like mounted our holes and we're like, on the count of three, pull down your shorts, pull up your jersey. So you put your like, you tuck your head into your shirt and then we'll just pee. So we're like, okay, what one, two, hell? Three. I pull my shorts down. I put my head in my jersey and I start peeing. And then I hear, it sounds like she's like moving around and like laughing and like can't breathe. So I like look. She's got her shorts around her ankles, and she's, like, staggering around the room, like, laughing so hard because it was just such a ridiculous situation to be in, and it's pretty funny. I was just, like, sitting there peeing, and she's just, like, stammering around everywhere. It was a real bonding moment.
It's good. Yeah, you grow closer that way.
You'd have to be pretty close to go through that.
Yeah, well, you also have to be pretty close to call your buddy to help you up off the toilet.
Hey,
yeah, that's cute.
You're very close. Thank you.
All right. I think that'd probably be a good place to wrap up.
I don't think they can handle any more shit talk.
Literal shit talk. Well, we would like to hear your nasty poop, pee, toilet, hole stories.
Public bathroom stories in short, I guess.
Yeah. So give them to us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast or on Facebook if this could get awkward, or email them to us if you want to have a little bit more privacy. This could get awkward podcast at gmail.com, and all of that is on our website at thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Perfect.
Thanks
for joining
guest
us,
Adam. Yeah.
Oh, any? Well, no, not any time. I need to start vetting the conversations and the topics.
That was fun. All right, we'll be back next Sunday with a new episode. So, join
Bye.
Us.
Cool. Tell your friends.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.